Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Friday, 27th August 2021. Top stories for today. Malaysia's daily COVID-19 tally today dipped to 22,070 cases as Selangor leads the list with 5,920 infections. Sabah reported another 3,010 cases. Other states that registered four-digit were Sarawak, Kedah, Penang, Johor, Kuala Lumpur and Kelantan. Meanwhile, Perak logged 939 cases, followed by Pahang, Melaka, Terengganu, Negeri Sembilan, Perlis, Putrajaya and Labuan. Prime Minister Ismail Sabri Yaakob unveiled his cabinet today, reappointing the Finance Minister and several others from the previous administration in the hope of restoring political stability amid a COVID-19 crisis. Ismail Sabri said the formation of the new cabinet is a reformulation based on the current situation in order to maintain stability and prioritizing the interests and safety of the Malaysian people above all. Dato Sri Muhammad Shafi Abdal has slammed the Sabah government for not making much effort to deal with the crisis as COVID-19 surged in the state. Shafi said hospitals are stretched to their breaking point and suffering a shortage of beds to treat COVID-19 patients. The state today registered 3,010 new infections and reported about 3,487 yesterday. On the international front, US forces helping to evacuate Afghans desperate to flee Taliban rule braced for more attacks today after an Islamic State suicide bomber killed 85 people, including 13 US soldiers, outside the gates of Kabul airport. The ISIS, an enemy of the Taliban as well as the West, said one of its suicide bombers targeted translators and collaborators with the American army. US officials also blamed the group and vowed retribution. Meanwhile, Britain earlier today said that its forces have entered the final stages of evacuating people from Kabul and the process will end in a matter of hours. Defence Minister Ben Wallace said in a statement the threat of further attacks would grow as the operation neared its conclusion. Britain has so far evacuated more than 13,700 British nationals and Afghans. That's all on our Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.